The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor. Visit Pensacola.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk on Friday with Meg. All you need is love. 850-437-1620. And my guest this morning, she just has the spirit of love. Takes it with her wherever she goes. Nicole Stacy with Visit Pensacola. Who I've known for scary amount of years.
A long time.
Yes, a long, long time. And you look great. She's got pink and white on. She's got her little Valentine's earrings.
Yeah, because we love love. Valentine's Day.
Yes, happy Valentine's Day. And on a Friday even.
I love it.
That's great. You're terrible.
No pun intended.
Yeah,
I love it.
I know. So how have you been? What's going on with Visit?
Really good. We're doing great. I mean, you know, I think this week we got a little teaser of the warm weather. Spring is coming. And then we woke up this morning and it was a little chilly. But things are great. You know, January was a solid month for us for tourism. And usually it's a little down, but it's kind of our prep, right? Getting ready.
The numbers out of the visitor center, especially on the beach, were very high.
Good.
In comparison to what we've done in previous years.
That's good.
So I think y'all are doing a great job.
Thank
you. Because people are really coming, and it's not just necessarily snowbirds.
No.
They're still a big part of it.
Yeah, but we've really made a focus on that because, you know, snowbirds, they don't like to be called snowbirds.
No, they don't.
They're our winter visitors.
Yes.
And they're of all ages.
They certainly are, yes.
Because, you know, visits have no age, so
that's
come
right.
on down.
That's right. That's
but,
right.
But, you know, it's been a really solid month, I think, for everyone, and we've had our Hootenannies out in Perdido Key happening, and we've got our snowbird event with Pensacola Beach, and just I think people are just ready to travel.
Yeah,
and it was a cold. I mean, well, we got snow in Pensacola, so I can't say like been so warm here.
Just out of curiosity, has that put kind of a in the middle of all your marketing?
You know, it was really funny because I was actually in New York during the snowstorm promoting Pensacola in our sunshine. And we had hit every, I mean, it was a great news week because we were on every national publication, every news channel, the Weather Channel, AccuWeather, and my team and I are like going back and forth. And so I'm meeting with a lot of these editors and they're like, is this a joke?
Right.
Like, we're talking about you. And I'm like, yes, so no, this wasn't planned.
Right.
But I'm here to tell you about beaches and sunshine and why you should come visit.
And these beautiful photos that you have and all your
so
displays.
So wild.
Like, but you had that, you know, you could say it hadn't happened since 1895.
Right.
So.
And I'm happy to report, I mean, our team does an incredible job, but our video, it has over 8 million views. Like,
right?
Even Snow on the Beach. Thank you, Taylor Swift, for the song.
Right.
It was great.
Well, hopefully that'll keep bringing folks in because there's nothing like what's going on right now in the rest of the country.
No.
So thank goodness.
Yes.
That was a one-day deal. So.
This is very true.
So that's the good news.
But, you know, I think when we get to February, it really kicks off events.
Yes.
All of our spring events. And, you know, that's what we want to tell. This weekend's Pensacon.
Mm-hmm.
So get your tickets if you haven't already. But they'll kick off today. And Julio and that team, I mean.
They're amazing.
They're amazing. And they bring in some of the coolest guests. Big artists our year.
Oh, famous. I mean, Pensacola. Super famous people
super
are coming
famous.
In.
Super famous.
And the thing is that started, what, about 12 years ago, I think?
Yeah.
And I remember when it started, I thought, oh, I don't know if this is going to go.
And it's
I was
huge.
So wrong.
It's huge. So, and there's events all over town.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of restaurants. The airport. Everybody gets involved. It's just a great way to kind of kick off what we're so proud of here and that there's events all the time for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
No matter your age or your interest, we have something for you. And I think that's what I love most about my job is to be able to share all of the really fun stuff there is to do. So you've got Pensacon this weekend. Mardi Gras is on Sunday.
That's
so
right.
Bring your dogs. Bring your dogs
Where
that like
that
other
be?
Dogs. It's all downtown.
Okay.
Perfect Plain, The Well, Union Public House, it'll all be there. They'll have some food vendors. They'll have all kinds of crafts and makers that will be out there. But I mean, that team, Wolfgang, shout out to my friends. Mm-hmm. They do a great job. The crew of Hip Huggers is one of their sponsors.
Oh,
so
I know about them.
I'll be there.
I think you're into that crew, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
And I saw some great pictures on Facebook, by the way.
Thank you. We had so much fun at our ball. Mm-hmm. But it's just a great way to kind of celebrate Mardi Gras in a different way with your dogs. And we're such a dog-friendly city.
Well, we had the Kids and Critters Parade last weekend on the beach.
And Shelly does a great job with that
Shelly
one,
Johnson,
too.
But it was so cute. Seeing the dogs decorated, seeing the little mini floats with the little kids. And it was just great. But the dogs were totally into it. The dogs were all decorated. We even had an Elvis dog.
That's so cute. I love it.
So you never know what you're going to see at Potty
Girl. I love it. You never know. I will say, disclaimer for them, only bring your dogs.
Yes.
Because they've had lots of questions about that. Okay. It's a dog-friendly event.
Dogs only. Okay.
No live wild animals.
No.
And at home.
Doggies. Okay.
No chickens.
No. Yeah, there's a whole other game we could go. No, yeah. We're not going there.
But then, you know, we move into Mardi Gras.
Yeah. Well, we're in it.
I mean, we're in it. We're in it. I should say we're moving into it. I'm tired.
We're pretty much in it.
My feet hurt. But it's going to be great. We'll have our Friday night parade, which is one of my favorite. Then we'll have the grand Pensacola Mardi Gras parade on Saturday. And then Sunday, we'll be out on Pensacola Beach. And then during all of that, we also have Foiling Week.
That's right. And I've been hearing Tim Rush on just about everywhere talking about it.
Yes.
This is huge.
It's huge. So if Mardi Gras is not your thing, I really think it should be your thing. But if it's not your thing, we've got opportunities for you to get out and enjoy something else. So sailing will be happening, and they've got events. Check out our calendar for all of those details. But they'll have their race village at Maritime Park. So simultaneously with the Mardi Gras parade.
Right. Where can people find your calendar?
Everything is at visitpensacola.com. Our calendar of events is probably one of the most robust in town.
It's very thorough. It's very comprehensive. I mean, I go there all the time.
Yeah,
because I know
the
info will be there and links to the sites of the people that are hosting the events, all that kind of stuff, so you can get all the information.
I love that because we really want it to be that one-stop shop
for
everyone in town. If you're an organization and you're like, I need to know other things to tell people to do, go to visitpensacola.com. If you're an organizer and you're like, I would love some promotion of my event, go to visitpensacola.com.
Yep.
If you have an event taking place in Escambia County, we want to know about it. It's free. Free marketing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about it. Our team loves, this is where we get our information for all of our social, for our newsletters. So we pull straight from our website. So when people call me and they're like, Nicole, you didn't talk about this. It's like, well, I don't know what I don't know.
Right.
I like to pretend I'm a mind reader, but I'm not. So please use that website because that really is where we get all of our information.
Okay. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We have Visit Pensacola and Nicole Stacy is here with us this morning. If you've got a question about an event that's coming up or something that you want to know about Visit Pensacola, text it in this morning right now at 850-437-1620. And I know that Nicole will have an answer for you one way or the other.
Or if she doesn't, she'll call a friend.
Yes, there you go.
I've got a great team.
There's always Google.
Yeah. No, but it's going to be great. And then, you know, right after Mardi Gras, we'll have Sunbelt.
Yeah, the Sunbelt Conference. That's
huge. The Sunbelt Basketball Championship will be back in town. We're really excited to have them for another 5 years. Right now, we've got some really cool and good ticket sales going on for our locals.
Mm-hmm.
It's called our box office special. And you can go to the box office and get yourself an entire book of tickets.
Oh, cool.
For $99.
For all of the different games.
All of the games.
Of
the sessions. $99. So
that's awesome.
If you live here and you want to go, you don't have to go on Ticketmaster. We've heard you loud and clear. And so we have arranged with the Sunbelt team and the Bay Center these box office special books. Go to the box office. They're willing and waiting. Even during Pensacon, if you wanted to, I guess.
So you're talking about at the Bay Center?
Yep, at the Bay Center, $99.
That's a steal.
A steal.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's a lot of games.
Mm-hmm. And it's a week long, or is it two?
It's a week.
It's a week, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
So we'll have men's and women's games. It's an elimination type situation. And all of these teams are fighting for a ticket to March Madness.
Well, shout out to Pensacola Sports because they did a good job of bringing that here.
Yeah, and it really is, you know, a team effort. So we work with Pensacola Sports. We're working with the city. We work with the county. Visit Pensacola handles the marketing and the Sunbelt team.
Mm-hmm.
They're an incredible team. And so we've really become family, if you will, because they've invested so much into our community, and we really want to make sure they know that, like, we love having them here.
Well, and shout out to the community, because they really have gone above and beyond for hospitality, making them feel welcome, and they appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And then it boosts our economy. Bottom line, mm-hmm. boost the economy, especially in kind of March is kind of a strange time of year, too. It's not quite winter. It's not, you know, we're kind of in between.
Yeah.
But the weather's usually gorgeous.
It's perfect. I love it. And it's a great time for spring break for families, mm-hmm. which is what we promote. We're really pushing family-friendly destination. Sunbelt is a great opportunity to come out and enjoy that. And even during Sunbelt, you'll have Fan Fest on that Saturday. So there'll be vendors. It's free. You can come out and enjoy. We'll have the Dribble Drive. You can sign up for that online. We're kids. Lots of kids, 500 kids are dribbling basketballs up into the Bay Center. You know, the first year we did this, we were all kind of like, how is this going to go? Like,
visions of basketballs all over, like? All over Pennsylton,
Pensacola. But I will tell you, the kids and their parents do a great job kind of like making sure this happens and there's not basketballs flying everywhere. And then at the same time, there's the Meguiar's 5K.
Oh, my gosh, yes. That's
right. I mean, the events are limitless. Like, you can go and find something.
Somewhere in the middle of all this is St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
So that's huge. And there's the thing on the beach. We have the big pub crawl on the beach.
So, again,
there's a lot.
Something for everyone.
Yes, something
for
everyone.
Don't ever tell me. I'm the wrong person to complain to about not having something to do.
That's right.
Because there's always something to do.
So just for fun, because if you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Nicole Stacy at Visit Pensacola. And some people don't really understand what Visit Pensacola does.
Sure.
I know that you have this fabulous website. You may not realize that Nicole travels pretty much year-round all over promoting Pensacola, promoting the beach and our area. Talk a little bit about what you did and what your mission is, because you're celebrating an anniversary now, yes?
So for Visit Pensacola, we're celebrating 10 years, as an organization. And Visit Pensacola is the destination marketing organization for Escambia County.
So what does that mean for someone that maybe doesn't
understand
that? Yeah,
absolutely. So that means our job is to bring visitors to this area, to put heads in beds, if you will. A lot of people are familiar with that saying. But we want to tell Pensacola story. We want to tell mm-hmm. the community story. We want to tell you why we're the premier destination on the Gulf, why you should visit here, why our beaches are more beautiful than some around the world,
mm-hmm.
Why our community is, and our people, I always talk about our people, if you know, you know, but why they make it so special and why you can come here for a vacation but end up 5 years later moving here because you just loved it so much. So that's my job. I get to tell why Pensacola should be on your vacation list.
Mm-hmm.
But I also get to work with incredible, incredible community members and businesses on why you should go eat at these restaurants, why you should go try these craft cocktails, why walking around Historic Village is one of the coolest experiences. I mean, our team gets to talk about one of the world's largest aviation museums right here in the heart of Pensacola. The fact that we have two islands with Pensacola mm-hmm. Beach and Perdido Key. The fact that the Floribama belongs to Escambia County. So take that, Alabama. But, you know, that we throw dead fish across the state line in April and hundreds of thousands of people come. It's the coolest job you could ever have and want, and we have an incredible team dedicated to telling all of those stories.
And you do a fabulous job.
Thank you.
I mean, really, and it shows, because we keep the numbers. We know that our numbers are increasing, which is a good thing because it helps the economy. And on the flip side of that, I think that the line that you walk that's so impressive to me, there are places on the Gulf Coast that are spring break destinations.
Absolutely.
That are big party that are out of control. You don't want those
folks.
It's not
us.
Not us. So part of me is like, don't tell anybody about Pensacola. But you do such a good job on the way that y'all market to families, to having vacations here. So you get away from the, hey, it's the biggest, greatest place to party. Now, that's not to say we don't have places where you
Absolutely.
Can party, but I think you do a fabulous job of
Thank
that
you.
With that distinction.
Yeah.
Because I think that's really important.
And I think, too, we're seeing, you know, we really focus on data. We're mm-hmm. very data-driven. We want to make sure we're successful. And if we're not successful, then the community won't be successful. And we know that. We know that visitors come here and they spend a lot of money in all of these businesses. And so we work hand-in-hand with our hoteliers, with our vacation property managers, with our restaurants, with our community stakeholders, like I said earlier, to understand, like, if we're too busy in July, then we aren't going to market like we market in March.
Sure, because right? you do the air show.
So,
you have other things that are pulling in.
We know what's driving business. Mm-hmm. We keep a pulse on that. We do surveys every month to say, this was the economic driver for this month. This is how much money we brought back into the community. These are where the visitors are coming from. So I know a lot of people will see us traveling and they're like, oh, they're in New York or oh, they're in Atlanta. But it's us telling our story and working with major publications to help us stretch our dollar mm-hmm. and get people to come and book and visit.
So if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Nicole Stacy at Visit Pensacola. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. And one thing, too, that you do this, that as someone's listening that has a small business or a large business, anyone can become a partner of
Absolutely.
Visit Pensacola.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about that, too, because I'm not sure that people are aware that that's available.
Sure. So we are a partnership organization. And really what that means is, like, we want to work with you to help do our jobs better. And so we've got free partnerships. You can have a basic listing on our website that costs you nothing. But obviously, as a partnership organization, if you wanted to become a paid partner, there's other opportunities. So that allows you more photos, more content, direct links to your website on our website. And all you have to do is sign up. So Melissa Bailey on our team, she does an incredible job with partner relations. But any one of us at Visit Pensacola can put you in the right contact. So if you want to call me, if you want to message us on Instagram, if you want to reach out to us on LinkedIn, our team is all readily available and trained to help you become a good partner. And, you know, the partnerships even go, like I said earlier, to the events. Our event calendar is free. It's mm-hmm. a free marketing resource. And so if you're not using that, then really the blame is on you.
You're missing out.
You should be putting your events on our calendar because it truly is where we learn what's going on. It's where we put things on our newsletters that we send out every week. I mean, we have a database for our consumer emails of hundreds of thousands
wow.
of people who have over the years said, I want to learn more. Or mm-hmm. when we go to said shows across the world, people are signing up. And so we want to tell you, like, if you signed up and you said, I want outdoor adventure, click here. Okay, well, every month my team's going to send you a newsletter about Pensacola and our outdoor adventure and then all events that are going on.
Oh, so I know. You can be that specific.
They're purposeful.
I didn't realize
right?
that.
They're not
like
these,
general
yes, they're
junk
not,
mail. Okay.
Yes.
No, that's very
they're
interesting.
They're not just going to automatically delete me.
Okay,
I
yeah,
promise.
No, I didn't know that. That's really interesting that you can do that.
Yeah,
that's very
so,
cool.
You know, and that's where we get all of our information is we do the research so that we can back it up and then we can perform and then we can see the results at the end of each year when we're talking about our TDT collections and we're putting money back into our economy and really keeping businesses alive, which is the most exciting part for me.
Yeah, well, you do a great job.
Thank you.
She's just, if you've never met Nicole, she's just sunshine when she walks in the room. And I'm not just saying that.
Well,
I'm telling you, she's probably one of the best ambassadors we have for Pensacola. So
Thank you
do a great job.
Thank you.
And to Visit Pensacola has made a huge difference. I got a chance to learn that myself working at the Pensacola Beach Chamber and seeing how much the Way to Beach, you do a visitor's guide. Talk a little bit about that too.
Yeah, so our brand is the Way to Beach and our brand ambassadors are you. All of you listening. But we really did a study on what are people looking for. And when we did these focus groups in various cities, it came back to you have beautiful beaches, but I don't have to be anyone that I'm not when I come to Pensacola. Like,
Very
it's not
nice.
Pretentious. It's scheduling at your own pace or no schedule at all. It's I can lay on the beach and have a great time, or I can take 2 days and be on the beach, then go downtown, then go enjoy the arts, then go to the museums because that's the vacation I want.
Mm-hmm.
So we really took that approach and we said, okay, well, we've got beautiful beaches and they're the driver, but what else? And so what's your way to beach?
Mm-hmm.
Because the beach is probably why you're here, but you're also here to learn about everything else we have to offer. And so we love coming up with itineraries that are like, what's Nicole's way to beach? And what's Meg's way to beach?
And, very lazy, I'll tell you.
Right, you know, but it's like, I love all of the festivals and events, but that's not for everybody. I
sure.
love that I just, you know, spattered off 12 events that are happening
just this weekend,
in the next 2 weeks.
Yes.
So for me, I love that. But you might be like, I don't want that.
Well,
I want to go lay on the beach, have a bushwhacker, and get a good tan. Great.
There's that. And then there are people that are very much into nature.
Yes.
And then we have this whole other,
yes.
the National Seashore and
the
Fort
National
Pickens
Seashore,
and
Fort
Blackwater
Pickens.
River. I mean, we have so
yep.
much.
Big Lagoon State Park. You've got Bruce Beach now. You've
mm-hmm.
got all of these different trails. All of that's on our website, visitpensacola.com.
And not to mention fishing.
fishing, sailing, diving, scuba, snorkeling.
We've got the Oriskany Reef. You can
wind
explore.
Surfing. I mean, the list goes on.
On and on and on. It's great, but I sometimes forget how much we have here. I mean,
same.
I do. I love it here. I moved here about 20 something years ago, and now I'm talking to you. And I'm going, yeah, this is a great place.
But I remember our first meeting.
Yes.
For those of you that don't know. Because you were at Gulf Breeze Chamber.
I sure was.
I was at Pensacola Beach Chamber, and we went to a lunch.
Oh, my God.
And you told me, you're like, you're going to love it. And there's so much opportunity, and there's so much growth available. And how do we work closer together? And that was our goal, mm-hmm. was like, how do we bring these chambers together? And then that expanded on, how do we bridge the gap? I'm using quotes, you can't see me, but I am.
We came up with that term, bridging
the
gap.
How do you put the beach and downtown and make them friends?
Mm-hmm.
And the beach and Perdido Key and say, mm-hmm. we've both got great assets to share. And we did that. And that was, we won't say how long ago, but a really long time ago. And now I look at the growth throughout the county and say to myself, like, wow.
Those were humble beginnings, you can say. Those were very humble beginnings, for sure.
We need a nap. but everyone has come together and done mm-hmm. their part. Like, I look at North Pensacola and the growth on 9 Mile Road and the university at Go Argos and everything that they've done and just... It's just such a cool story, and we have to tell it.
From that time that we met, since that time, we have the whole downtown, the Bodacious Shops, everything that's changed there. The Blue Wahoo Stadium was not there when we had that conversation.
World class.
Right? That was not there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you think about what UWF has done, and now they have a football team, that didn't exist back then. I mean,
even the airport. Guys, we have a Chick-fil-A in the airport. That's a big deal.
I love it.
And we're getting a whole nother terminal. Like, this is exciting stuff. So I know people always yell at us and they're like, oh, we don't have parking. We don't have this. We don't have that. But the growth and the success of this community has come from all of us working together. And that is what makes it so special.
Well, Nicole does a super job with Visit Pensacola. So if you go to their website, you can find out the calendar. If you can, someone may have just joined us. Go through those events that are coming up this weekend what's happening.
This weekend is Pensacon and Mardi Gras and more Mardi Gras. But then we've got our big Mardi Gras weekend coming up at the end of February. We'll have 3 parades, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Pick your poison or come join us at all of them because they're all so much fun in their own way. And then we'll have Sunbelt coming up. We've got Foiling Week. Everything can be found at visitpensacola.com. I mean, my friends literally make fun of me because I'm like, what do you mean there's nothing to do?
Right?
I have 45 things to do. Come with me.
That's right.
Or, you know, there's nightlife, there's food, there's water tours, there's classes and community events. That mm-hmm. calendar is so thorough and robust.
Well,
but if you're not on there and you want to be, there's a free marketing opportunity. Just go to visitpensacola.com.
And we haven't even talked about all the things that are happening with the arts, with the opera and the symphony and with PLT. They've all got
Rock
shows
Rock the Runway was last night.
Yeah.
So cool. We've got Art of Fashion coming up. So much going on. Foo Foo Festival, it's in November, but we've kicked it off.
I can't even believe it's February already.
Right?
So.
We just did our kickoff meeting on Monday, and I'm like, what? We're still wrapping up.
Right?
But it's going to be great. So if you're interested in grants and you want to put on something really cool and you're a nonprofit here in Escambia County, check out Foo Foo Grants. The Visit Pensacola Grants will be coming soon.
That's right.
So, you know, there's opportunity for everyone, and all you have to do is ask.
Okay. We've been talking this morning on Pep Talk with Nicole Stacy, Visit Pensacola. What's your official title there?
Vice President of Destination Development.
Whew, that's a big one. That's a mouthful.
Develop this destination.
She does a super job with it. Again, if you'll give your website, maybe a phone number, and where people can
find
you.
Absolutely. Visitpensacola.com is our website. You can find us on all social media channels. You can download our app. The whole team is willing and waiting to help you find out what to do next.
All right, my dear. Happy Valentine's
Day. Thank you. Happy Valentine's
Day. You're amazing. Thank you so much for coming on this morning. You've